now, Vaughn Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. We on the air? Oh, hi again, everybody. And,
I have Wallace's earphones on today, don't I?
Yeah, good.
You've got the regular pair, though.
Yeah, you have only Walloon's remote earphones.
Of course, you're all wondering what took place last night after the show, and we want to let you know as quickly as possible the big news. Your member Cato came in and told us that he had definite word that Dave, whale that's been missing so long, was found in Albany, New York. So what did we do?
Well, what we did was to climb into Cato's black limousine, or black limousine, as Cato calls it, and we went up to Albany via the New York State Thruway, and we taped what happened when we arrived in Albany. We picked up George Perkins there at WROW, who had found Dave, and he directed us. But I think if Mr. Alonzo, you'd thread the tape machine, would pick it up now as we arrive in Albany. Hurry, Cato. There's not a moment to waste.
All right. Oh, it's all. Just a few blocks more.
A few what?
Few blocks more.
I sure get a kick out of what you saw.
I think you gentlemen are going to be very happy at finding Dave again.
Thanks a lot, George.
That was great of you, George, to let
Cato
know.
Hey,
now, let's just be a little quiet.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
what is this?
They're over through these bushes here.
Mm. Oh, my.
Don't make any noise.
Oh, my word.
Well, there's nothing to frighten away, George.
Oh,
well, I know.
George, did you feel some way responsible for finding Dave because we lost him here in Albany? Is that it?
Well, I've done my best to try and track down every possible clue I could.
Well, could we rest a little while? It's such a long ride up from New York City.
Yeah, we're tired and getting closer. You can tell we're getting closer to it.
Well, it's right over behind that glue factory there.
Is that what that is, a glue factory? Well, no wonder they couldn't find Dave.
Oh, you want me to stay in Black Limousine?
You come along with us, too, Cato.
Oh.
We're all going to
put
this thing together.
No, all right, right over through here now. Hey,
that is Dave.
That is Dave.
It certainly is.
Oh, that's Merry Dave.
That's the whale, all right.
Well, I think I've done my job. Incidentally, I discovered who it was who took him. It was a former employee of yours.
Someone who corrected us at one time?
Exactly. Yeah. He had corrected you on something you said on the air, much in the manner that your Webley Webster did earlier this week.
Well,
I understand he's on suspension for 6 weeks.
That's right. Much to his chagrin, he corrected us.
This other fellow did the same thing.
And we put him with the Dave Whale group, right?
Right. He was right in the midst of the thing there.
And he did it in a fit of petulance. That is, he hid the whale, right?
I would imagine that's what he did, yes. He thought it wouldn't be detected here behind the glue factory.
You turn him over to the proper authorities, I trust?
Yes, he will be taken care of summarily.
Wonderful.
Boy, Arthur Frank's going to be happy to hear about this, Ray.
He sure will be, yeah. Well, that's it, I guess. Maybe we can stop the tape right here. Who's running the tape machine?
Oh, Paul.
You?
Paul.
All right, turn it off.
All right. That's what happened last night in Albany. We got the flat car back on the track. We got Dave back in the flat car, and...
And he's on his way to some other city along with Arthur Schrank right now. So relax, everybody.
Right now, it's time for a brief visit from an old friend of ours, Jolting Joe Casey, one of baseball's all-timers. Joe's here with a message for the vast Bob and Ray audience. Joe?
Well, thanks, Ron.
I'm Bob.
No, thanks. Well, I just wanted to remind all you sports fans out there in sports land to be sure to hear my buddy, Joe Rizzuto, here on CBS Radio.
Well, that's sports time, isn't it?
Track shows on every Monday through Saturday night, and stories and features about us sports greats.
I understand he recently did a rundown of your baseball career, Joe.
Yeah, and he sure did a grand job with the colorful, you might say, near-incredible story of my career on the diamond.
Well, a fitting tribute indeed.
Oh,
What's the matter, Joe?
I swallowed my quid.
Oh.
I've been trying to learn how to chew this stuff for 20 years. I can't get the hang of it.
Well, you never get into baseball's Hall of Fame at that rate, I guess. Anyway, listen to Phil Rizzuto here on CBS Radio. Mary?
Yes?
What's the latest word on your inn up there at Turhan Bay, Maine?
Well, it's coming along fine. We got the drapes, the tables, all the furniture, and I'm having the menu printed now. I don't know whether to have a la carte or just dinners.
Well, why don't you make it kind of like, like farm, home style serving.
But big,
one main dish.
Big dishes, mashed potatoes, yeah, and beets and carrots.
People come in at whatever hour you're going to have dinner, and they sit around a big table.
But if they don't eat it all, you take a bit of a financial bath, don't you? I don't want to get involved that way. Well, I thought maybe we could have an a la carte menu for those who want to eat just a little bit, and then maybe the family style, too.
Sure. You're going to do the cooking yourself, or are you going
to... Well, as much of it as I can. We'll have hot rolls. See, what I'll do is I'll fill them up with bread before the main course, and I can save money that way. Hot
soup,
bread.
Soup is economical, too.
Soup is fine, yes, but I can bring out these hot rolls loaded with calories, and they won't order too much.
And they'll accept smaller portions.
Small, tiny portions.
Good. That's a good way, I think.
Well, it's the only way I can.
Oh, you're telling me about the telephone gimmick you have when people call it for reservations? You have some little catchphrase you use?
Oh, yes. It's, I pick up the phone, I'll say, Mary Magoon's in.
And what if you're not there? Who will answer?
Well, then the salad boy I've instructed, and he'll answer the phone like this. He'll say, Mary Magoon's in. Mary Magoon's out.
Great.
Hey, Mary, you got the entertainment lined up yet, or can we still in the running? Because we've been working on our arrangements, Smoky Valley Boys and I, huh? And I think maybe...
The last time you played Frizz, you vamped.
Well, we've added something to the group. We've added Romeo. Do you remember Romeo from the old aggregation?
I certainly do.
Well, we've got Romeo back. He's a funny fella.
Every time you mention his name, you like to laugh.
He plays the clarinet.
Oh.
And he's a little rusty, but he is getting with our arrangements, and I'd like to give you a sample of that Texan and Smoky Valley Boys music. You ready, Romeo?
All right, go ahead. I'll listen. Let's see.
All right, you're in tune enough. Give her a sample. San Antonio. That's enough. The school's just vamping, aren't they?
Well, the guitar players are. This is Romeo's solo.
Oh, boy.
Right, cut it out, Romeo.
Well,
Very good, boy. Thanks.
If you think that I'm going to install that group, and particularly that Romeo, my word, he is as flat.
Yeah, he wasn't playing anything very good.
Anything I've ever seen or heard.
No,
I don't think I want that, Tex. I'm sorry.
All right, well, we'll keep working on it. Maybe we'll come up with something.
Good boy. I'm all for that.
In a moment, we've got a real scoop for you music lovers. In fact, right now, we finally got a line open. And we're just about ready for a transatlantic conversation with popular singing star Edgar Pestley. Is this the 132nd Engine Repair Battalion in West Germany?
You have just dialed Spain. Please check your directory for the correct number. This is a recorded message.
Operator, I think we've...
Hi, this is Edgar Pestley.
Oh, hi.
This really is West Germany. I was just funning a little. What's your name?
Well, I'm Bob Elliott.
I don't know you. You one of the four tanks?
No, Edgar, I'm not a singer. I thought I'd interview you over the telephone.
Well, I got a date with a general and...
General?
General Helen Willis of the WAX. Boy, she's neat. She works with NATO and all like that. She sings, too.
I see. Well, Edgar, are you getting out soon? That's what all the music fans around here want to know.
Well,
what am I in?
Well, the Army, I guess. Do you like being over there?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, this West Germany is a pretty swinging place. I already bought me about 2,000 cameras. You know, you give these locals around here a piece of tin, a hunk of glass, and they do things with them that would curl your hair.
Folks over there are really mechanically inclined, huh?
Man, I know a guy over here that can make a pistol out of fur.
Incidentally, Edgar, a lot of your fans would like to know your rank at the present time.
Well, straw boss or foreman, something like that. I'm not sure. I'm not wearing my shirt, and...
When you do wear it, how many stripes are there on your sleeve, Edgar?
Well, 10, 12.
Well, that would just about make you a triple sergeant, Edgar.
I guess so. I thought I was an uncle, something like that.
Edgar, has the Army shown you any particular preference because of your fame? Well, that, I mean, have they done anything special for you?
Well, every now and then I get a pass so I can go to the Black Forest to cut a record. There's a real swing and echo effect out there.
How do the musicians like working in a forest?
Well, they've all done time at jazz festivals and things like that.
They're kind of used to it, I guess, that is.
Except for the bears.
Uh-huh. Edgar, for your fans, what are your official duties as a member of the armed forces?
Well, it's my job to keep the bugler away from bad company. He's a swinger, and lately he wants to become a spy. Man, he's nuts.
Way out, huh? Well, you better keep away from him yourself, Edgar.
I don't want to taint myself, right?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a costly call.
Before you hang up, is there anybody in the States getting as popular as me?
Well, there was an up-and-comer, but he slipped a disc, and he's out of business now. So we'll see you soon, Edgar, and lots of luck back there. Edgar Pestley, ladies and gentlemen. And a fine singer he was, or is, too. Well, we found Dave, but we still have a few pictures left.
Down there, please.
And you can have one if you want to write to us at CBS Radio, 485 Madison Avenue, New York. It's nice to have a picture of him, even if he has been found. Who did you see over there?
Bob, I'd like you to meet. I didn't get his name, but he looked to me like a very interesting person when he came in. Sir, would you like to sit down here?
Well, I am sitting down. I've been sitting here since you told me to sit down.
I think I did see you come into the studio just before you went on the air, didn't I?
I've been waiting outside. I want to talk to you. You're not on the air now, right?
Well, we only have another minute or so.
Uh-huh. Well,
so what did you want to see us about?
I want to know when you're going to pay this bill.
What is this? $623.
Right, for chartered boat. Chartered a boat, didn't you?
No, I don't. Did you charter a boat, Ray?
You looking at me?
Yeah.
I've never chartered a boat.
Joe Cabibbo? Joe Alonzo?
Well, isn't this your signature on here?
It's not mine, no.
It's not mine.
It's Webley Webster.
That's my signature on there.
Well, what have you gone and done here?
Can I talk? I know I'm on suspension.
Well, I think you better talk, even if you are.
Well,
charter a boat for $623. Yeah.
It was back in the 4th of July. It was a wonderful weekend, and I thought I'd like to treat a lot of the folks.
What folks? Who?
All the folks hang around the Waldorf Astoria.
Where are you living now?
Yeah. I live up in the 22nd floor there. I got a suite.
Well, when did all this come about? This is news.
We all went out for the 4th of July. We're up and down Long Island Sound. We're out to Montauk and...
Well, young man, you know that you're responsible for this.
Well,
we can't take any responsibility.
I thought we could...
I tell you, we better talk about it after we get off the air, because it's not time to go into it now. Very, very ashamed and surprised.
Just to be sure the bill is paid, will you?
Now, we'll talk it all
right. Before I leave in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow, this is scary. Ray Goulding, reminding you to write if you get wet.
Bob Elliott, reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network.